A question I often get asked is where best to dedicate the limited time that business owners have available to spend online. Well, here's a quick 1, 2, 3 of the best way to spend your time online. Now, I'm not talking here about the time you have surfing and research or looking at competitors or new product development or new ideas. I'm talking about the time outside of that that you are improving and making more effective your online presence. And obviously, one of the big things in today's world is social media, but what I'm going to do is give you a quick 1, 2, 3 of where best to spend your time. Number one, on your website. Make sure your website is up to date. Make sure that it's consistent across the business. Make sure it's consistent with your offline marketing, so your brochure materials and everything match the same. Make sure you've got the same logos, same pictures, online and offline. And make sure there are no inconsistencies between different pages on your website. Make sure that your pricing is up to date. All your products and services are on there. Testimonials, everything that you need on that site needs to be on there. So that's number one. 1A, if you don't currently have a content manager website, and by that I mean a website that you can add a new article into, a new page, a new menu item that will allow you, for example, to make a promotion as of today and make it immediately visible to your customers that you need to get one. There are a number of tools out there that will allow you to do that, things like WordPress and Joomla, for example. If you're not familiar with that sort of software, then talk to your web developer. But you, as a business owner, definitely, absolutely need a content managed website that allows you to make changes immediately. None of this emailing your web developer and hoping that it'll update it sometime in the next week or so. You need to be able to do it online today. In terms of the template and design, that's a different issue. Second point is, and the numbers will differ, and if I quote a number now, I know it'll be out of date tomorrow, but something like 30% of searches and surfing are now done on mobiles, smartphones. Okay, that number is only going to increase. It's only going to get bigger. So if you do not have a mobile compliant website today, then you need to have one, because more and more people are going to be accessing your products and services through the mobile web. So the more mobile compliant your website is, and if you've used a smartphone yourself, you'll know what it's like if you're trying to scroll around a huge big site on a small screen. And yeah, pads make that a little bit easier, but not everybody will end up with a pad type. So a lot of people will stick with a smartphone. So make it mobile compliant. If you have a content managed system such as WordPress or Joomla, it's made a lot easier for you. You get plugins, extensions that allow you to take your existing content and make it mobile. Number three, once you've done all of that and kept all of that up to date, then think about social media. If you're not familiar with social media at the moment, start small. Use one that suits your business or that you personally are familiar with. And will allow you to connect with your customers. And what I mean by that is, if you are using Facebook for keeping in touch with your family, then don't jump off and look at Twitter. Develop a Facebook page for your business. Okay, you're familiar with that, it's a good starting point. But also look at the ways you can get to your customers. So for example, if you are in a particular business, say for example, you're in the leisure industry, and one of the things you want to do is share video or pictures, images with customers and potential customers, then look for a platform that will do that, okay? Don't immediately jump into a platform that won't allow you to share that content that you want to get out there to your customers. Start small, start with one social media presence, then you can build it up to 2 and 3 and 4 if you actually need to. But always come back to the previous two. So your quick 1, 2, 3, website up to date and consistent. 2, mobile compliant website. Number 3, social media. And every time you go online, that is your 1, 2, 3. Website first, mobile second, and social media third. Simple, end of story.